guys, Lena here in Morning Minutes. I want to say welcome. I hope you're having a great morning. We are in episode 19, Psalm 65 today. This is a psalm of gratitude. In fact, I've called the teaching Three Reasons to Be Grateful. This is a psalm of David. And I got to tell you, I am biased. I like that David. I hope you do too. I hope you're not sick of him. I know I'm not. I could read him all day. And so here we go. Praise is due to you, O God in Zion, and to you shall vows be performed. O you who hear prayer, to you shall all flesh come. When iniquities prevail against me, you atone for our transgressions. Blessed is the one who you choose and bring near to dwell in your courts. We shall be satisfied with the goodness of your house, the holiness of your temples. By awesome deeds, you answer us with righteousness, O God of our salvation, the hope of all the ends of the earth and of the farthest seas. The one who by his strength established the mountains, being girded with might, who stills the roaring of the seas, the roaring of their waves, the tumult of the peoples. So that those who dwell at the ends of the earth are in awe at your signs. You make the going out of the morning and the evening to shout for joy. You visit the earth and water it. You greatly enrich it. The river of God is full of water. You provide their grain, for so you have prepared it. You water its furrows abundantly, settling its ridges, softening it with showers and blessing its growth. You crown the year with your bounty. Your wagon tracks overflow with abundance. The pastures of the wilderness overflow. The hills gird themselves with joy. The meadows close themselves with flocks. The valleys deck themselves with grain. They shout and sing together for joy. Man, this psalm just yells of abundance and goodness. So three reasons to be grateful. I hope you're feeling grateful today. If not, you're going to be by the end of this few minutes. Number one, because God offers me a relationship with himself, he is worthy to be praised. This is it right here. Verse 4, blessed is the one you choose and bring near to dwell in your courts. We will be satisfied with the goodness of your house, the holiness of your temple. The premise of our gratitude is that we are made, adopted into the family of God because of Christ. This relationship we have is based not on our works, but on his forgiveness. It is based on what Jesus did for us on the cross. This is a fact. It's not a feeling. It's not about walking at the end of a service down the aisle and filling out a card. No, Jesus died for our sins on a cross and was risen the third day. And in his death, this perfect Savior took upon the sins of the world so that anyone who receives that forgiveness is given eternal life. That's what it means to be saved. We are given a relationship. God invites us to come close. The invitation is open to anyone. If you're listening to the sound of my voice and you don't know Jesus personally, you've never accepted him into your heart, this is nothing magical. It's how you become a Christian is by identifying with what God's message is, which is we are sinners. We need a Savior. God has provided a Savior in Christ. And in accepting that payment for our sins, we are put into a relationship with the family of God. We become adopted into his family. This is all over the Bible, man. This is in the New Testament, all over it. So if you are curious about how that works, email me, please, lena@livingwithpower.org. This relationship is available to anyone who will receive it. The Bible says anyone, everyone who calls on the name of the Lord will be saved. And this relationship is offered by God's choosing and not by our own merit. He chooses, he pays the price, he calls, he redeems. It's all his work. And we put so much stock in our part in it, but really even our accepting him is a gift that he gives us. And so I pray with all my heart that you accept this gift. Look, you don't have to go to, you know, Baptist church to hear the message of the gospel. You just tune in to this iTunes. I might be a doctor, but I know a little bit about saving lives. And this is the biggest gift I can give you is to lead you to the point where you are ready to give your life to Christ. And I pray that that will be truth today. So because God offers me a relationship with himself, he is worthy to be praised. Number two, because God stills me in the storm, he is worthy to be praised. And not one of my favorite verses in the Psalms is this verse 7 of Psalm 65, where he says about God who stills the roaring of the seas, the roaring of their waves, the tumult of the peoples. And isn't that what God does for us? If you are a Christian, a follower of Jesus Christ, then you have experienced the stillness. There are moments and seasons and long seasons sometimes where you just don't feel still. You feel worked up, you feel confused, and you're wrestling with God and you're trying to figure out what he wants you to do. And I'm in my mid-40s, so trust me, man, this whole midlife crisis, half-time, half-life, it has been like, it's a tough place to take stock of your life. And in the middle of it, we can read these words and identify with the psalmist and say, God alone can still the tumult of my heart. He stills me by satisfying my heart completely with awesome deeds and righteousness, with his blessing, with his verse 4, he will be satisfied with his goodness. He stills me by restoring my hope steadfastly. Verse 5, by awesome deeds you answer us, the hope of all the ends of the earth. He stills me by giving me joy when all around me is chaos. Is he your joy today? Do you know that that stillness in the storm, no matter what you're going through? And so that is something to be grateful for. And then lastly, three reasons to be grateful. Number one, relationship. Number two, stillness. And number three, because God gives with abundance, he is worthy to be praised. God is a giver. Look, he's a giver. He symbolizes it by creating a world and giving us all that we see. He creates, he gives us his son. He gives us himself in the form of his son. And then on top of it, we read Psalm 65, and this is blessing upon blessing. He waters the earth, enriches it, full of water and grain, abundantly, and settles with riches and softens with showers. And we serve a giving God. That's who he is. This is what makes us want to be givers, because we have his DNA in us. We are now givers like he is. This is why he says, man, love one another. Love gives. And do it today as you turn off this podcast and move on in your day. Because God has given us with abundance, we can give in turn others with abundance. Don't hold back. Look, we don't want to live in a mentality of scarcity. Our God owns a cattle of 1,000 hills. You give love, you give hope, you give stuff, you give and you give and you give. He performs awesome deeds and miraculous deliverances. He always gives us more than we expect or deserve, and his goodness affects everyone around us always. I pray that we're living the kind of life that yells out our gratitude to God for our relationship with him, for the stillness that he gives us in the midst of our storms, and for the abundance that makes him even more worthy to be praised, and that allows us to model that same giving towards others. I'm telling you guys, it is an awesome thing to be a Christian, a follower of Jesus Christ. Don't you believe it? Share this podcast with someone. Just have a great day. Stay in the Lord, stay focused, and catch me again tomorrow.